Yes, it's a good
Welcome to
day.
American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop music. Acapella is a vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop is a style of acapella for those of you who are new to the show. Even though we play barbershop music, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. And now, here are your hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're here for an episode of American Acapella, which is going to bring you an international champion of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
My favorite champion,
That's
by the
right.
way.
Jamie's favorite. The ones that you knew before you were a member of the
That's
society.
That's true. That's true. The ones that their music got me into singing barbershop.
We are talking about Acoustics, the 1990 international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. A lot of interesting things about them, Jamie. Why don't you start off by telling our audience who it was in 1990 that actually won the title?
Oh, who won the title? Yeah, that's not the same as it is now. We have Todd Wilson.
Singing tenor.
Jason January. Rick Madaw, who I love Rick Madaw's voice.
And Jason is the baritone. Rick's singing lead.
Back in 1990, the wonderful Jeff Oxley.
Hey, Jeff Oxley was singing bass with the Acoustics.
And right now it's Joel T. Rutherford.
That's correct. And a lot of interesting stories about the Acoustics, which we'll get into a little bit.
Specifically Joel, right?
That's right.
Very interesting story.
Yep.
There.
And so we can get into some of those, but we want to get right to the music with one of the songs that they actually won the title with. And they were what we call a walk-on quartet. They just walked into the contest and won. Never placing in the top five or anything else.
Well, they actually named themselves that night, right?
Well, no, it was a little ahead of that, but not a whole lot. Anyway, this is one of the songs they competed with, and one of my favorites because the articulation in this song is unbelievable. At the end of the song, you'll hear the word indigestion, which isn't something you hear in a song very often.
Oh, yeah, that's in songs all the time, indigestion.
But listen to how cool it is, and it's called When It Comes to Loving the Girls.
You've seen lovers, lovesick lovers fall. That's not for me, 'cause I'm the best of best of all. When it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the times, the other boys don't shine, 'cause loving is my line, and I do more lemonade than others do unwind. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Fairbanks beat a mile. The girl was very sick, they gave her up for dead. She saw me passing by and she got out of bed. Oh, when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the times. They're all sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't keep away from the girls.
The girls.
I like the tall ones, the small ones. I like them when they're mild. I like them when they're wild because they're all,
yes, sir,
the sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. Whenever I see one, I fall. A girl of 17 can fill my heart with joy. But when they're 39, how they can love, oh boy, oh boy. 'Cause they're all sweeties, they're sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't help loving those wonderful girls. Oh, when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the. I'm way ahead because the other boys don't shine. Loving is my line, and I do more lemonade than others do unwind. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Rambo beat a mile. I met a pretty girl who's my heart's desire. I don't have indigestion, but my heart's on fire. When it comes to loving the girls, I'm ahead of all the rest. best. Here to meet the test, just forget the rest. I'm the very best, way ahead of my time. Here to shine all the time.
So there you go, great song, When It Comes to Loving the Girls. And they followed that up with this great contest tune called So Long, Mother.
Oh, Mother dear, a little tear is gleaming in your eye. Your lips are all a tremble as you hear me say goodbye. Forget you, and I'm sure you feel the same. And when our ship sets out to sea, you'll hear me call your name. So long, my dear. Just kiss your grown-up baby boy goodbye. Somewhere in France I'll be dreaming of you, you and your dear eyes of blue, eyes of blue. See you smile before we part. I'll throw a kiss to cheer your dear old heart. Dry the tear in your eye, don't you sigh, don't you. Kiss your boy goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Now that song, those songs were from their first CD, The New Science of Sound, which was their first CD that they released after they won.
Right.
As you can tell by, well, they can't tell because they can't see, but when you look at the CD cover, they have their medals on there.
Well, there you go.
And those are two really good songs.
Two good songs. And one of the things about acoustics, I guess without knowing the exact history because I wasn't there, but kind of the story might be that there was a quartet called Class of the 80s, which Greg Clancy was in originally, along with Todd Wilson singing bass, a guy named Dan Bell singing lead, longtime vocal majority member, and Jason singing baritone. And that quartet was kind of the spinoff from that group, became acoustics when they got Rick involved, and Todd made the jump to tenor and brought Jeff in as bass. Well, let's get back to the music and take up their next CD, which was recorded, which was Stars and Stripes. And Jamie, you have a favorite song off of Stars and Stripes,
right?
Yeah,
I do. This song is my favorite out of, I think, all their CDs that they have. And it's Bye Bye Blackbird. And it's a great song. Listen to Jeff Oxley. This is like classic.
Classic Oxley. Here we go.
Classic Oxley.
Pack up all my cares and woes. Here I go singing Bye Bye Blackbird. Somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she.
Bye,
bye, blackbird. No one here can love, and
understand me. What are the stories they all hand me? Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, by blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
And that was the end of Jeff Oxley.
Well, not exactly.
Those
are the two CDs that he made with the group.
Yes,
and then,
correct.
And then a change happened.
Yeah, Joel T. Rutherford came in, and kind of a cool story, right?
A very cool story, because at our international conventions, if you've not attended one, you got to do that, first of all. But at the convention, they have
this
a
year
thing.
Would be good.
This would be a good year in Anaheim. But at the convention, they have something called Sing with the Champs, where all the championship quartets from the past will sign up to sing a certain time. Like, okay, you might have acoustic singing on Thursday morning from 9 to 10, and you might have vocal spectrum singing from 11 to 12, or, you know, that type
of thing. Right, and Jamie Jones singing from, like, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Well, actually, what Jamie Jones would do would go and say, I want to sing with acoustics, so you would pay, I believe, like, $25, and you have a chance to sing with acoustics, and they would give you a video of your performance and everything,
oh,
and you'd sing
cool.
in
very
front
cool.
of the audience. And that's what Joel T. Rutherford did, attending a convention, got up and bought a spot to sing with acoustics, and that's how they kind of found out about him.
Wow. Talk about...
So like being discovered at the drugstore.
I know.
Yeah.
Just walking in. I'm going to sing with you guys for the rest of your lives.
Right. And Joel's first CD recording with them is a very cool CD called Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. It's cool if you like something a little bit different. It's not certainly not pure barbershop, that's for sure. But the Jazz, Jazz, Jazz CD
Does Rick Madaw look like John Denver, or is it just
bit.
Me?
A little bit. You got to give him longer hair, I think.
No, that's true.
And I think it's only appropriate that we take a cut which features Joel called Answer Me, My Love.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believed that love was here to stay? Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happy, you're without me. I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? Start anew. In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. If you're happy, you're without me. I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. Answer me.
How about another song from Jazz, Jazz, Jazz? How about Straighten Up and Fly Right?
The Bouncer took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The Bouncer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack,
straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and do right now. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
What's the use in diving? Ain't no use in jiving.
No, you mean no jive. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The Bouncer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the Bouncer right dead in the eye and said,
"Your story is touching,
but it sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. You gotta straighten up and stay right.
You gotta
straighten up and fly right. So cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The Bouncer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the Bouncer right dead in the eye and said,
"Your story sounds so touching,
but it's just like a lie. You gotta straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. You straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow. You're top."
Fly right,
Bob.
Very nice recording. This next song we're going to do is The Nearness of You, which features Todd Wilson's sister. And by the way, Todd Wilson is the son of Harlan Wilson,
who
was the baritone of the Suntones. We did a show on them. You remember that? And so it's a very musical family, and Todd's sister Wendy is singing in this one called The Nearness of You.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this elation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true, come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the
certainly a beautiful song, and Wendy has a beautiful voice. And Jamie, you know, one of the things about the acoustics, they won in 1990, and I know they had been singing on shows now and then, but are they still active as far as you know?
I actually just talked to Todd Wilson, who's been a very busy man lately. He was just singing with Keepsake just the other day.
Keepsake?
Yeah.
Where were they singing? Some down the street someplace?
Japan.
The Keepsake was in Japan, and Todd was singing tenor.
Yeah, helping fill in.
There you go.
You know, somebody goes, hey, Todd, want to go to Japan? Sure. But Todd said yes, they're still taking gigs, and they are getting ready to do a promotion for their...
anniversary tour in 2010, right?
Yes, that is true. Anniversary tour in 2010, so they're looking for... gigs, which I don't think will be very hard to do with these guys. Because
what's their website?
Their website is www.acoustics, that's acoustix.com.
All right, so if you'd like to get them on your show, give them an email, say you heard it on American Acapella, and maybe we'll get a cut or something.
Yeah, we should get a cut of that, because they get a lot of money.
Okay, let's go to our last song, actually. We tried to get a lot of music in today, and this is from, they have two other CDs. And they have a gospel CD, which was their latest recording.
Called O Worship the King, which was released in July of 2002.
Right. And just before that, they did a Christmas CD called Cool Yule, which, again, is very, very interesting recording. There's one song on there we thought we would close with, a very typical closer.
Yep.
Called Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, and ever brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old
Nice closer to the show, even though it's not that time of
year. Happy 2010.
Well, we're a little ahead of time. Maybe we'll play it again.
Yeah, we can play it.
All right. Tell everybody at home how they can get in touch with us if they need to.
They can contact us at WCRI@classical959.com. That's the numbers 959. And they can find out more about the acoustics. Just say, hey guys, I want to know more about the acoustics or anything else you've heard on American Acapella. You can also go to AmericanAcapella.podbean.com, and I don't even think you need to do that anymore. I think you can just go to AmericanAcapella.com, and it'll bring you to our website.
What a deal. And when you go to American Acapella, or if you listen to us online, as most of our audience does, please leave a comment under the comment box so that we can pass those messages along, and we know that you're out there listening to us. Helps with the ratings.
Yes, it does.
You know, one of the things, I want to give credit to the Acoustics because they are one of the premier groups in the country. And according to their liner notes here, I'm just going to read this. The Foursome has been featured on NBC's Today Show, TNN, Statler Brothers Show, CNN, ABC, and two PBS specials.
And actually, one of those PBS specials, I think, was way back, and that was the first one I had ever seen them on.
And that's how you got involved.
And that's how I got involved.
All right. They've shared the stage with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Dixie Chicks, Leanne Rimes, Isaac Stern, the Four Freshmen, the Gatlins, the Canadian Brass, and the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. And this liner note is, 5 or 6 years old, maybe older than that. So
there's got to be more things now.
Done more things than that now. So,
but, and it's great for the Barbershop Harmony Society, too, for them to be out there.
So thanks to Todd and Rick and Jason and Joel.
And Jeff.
For bringing us this great quartet called The Acoustics. Well, we're ready to wrap it up. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell them goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Tell everybody at home how they can get in touch with us if they need to. Tell everybody at home how they...
Tell everybody at home...